The Scott Mills Daily.
Come on, ladies.
You love a bit of immaturity, innit?
Yes.
The one
for sexy hands.
Too jazzy.
Easy. Radio.
One. Turn it up.
Let's go.
Scott Mills.
I'm going to spatchcock a chicken.
Scotch.
Let's go for it, right? Why not?
3, 2.
Radio 1.
Go.
On today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, it's a big week for me. I've got the old boyfriend moving in, haven't I? I no longer will be living alone.
This is so exciting, and I think it's going to provide us all endless content for the next, well, at least few podcasts, so we can all enjoy this.
Also, what is the 5:15 couples chat? Chris explains. Another extraordinary individual on Ask Me Anything. We've got a brand new fresher of the week called Johannes. He's new at Loughborough Uni, and I can already tell he's going to have some amazing stories for us this week.
Scott, it's a massive week for you, this one, isn't it? I'm so excited to share why as well.
Yep.
Some things we talk about on the radio, and obviously both have private lives as well, and some things stay off the radio, but
not
this
much.
I think very much needs to be on.
Not much stays off the radio, let's be honest.
It's only move-in week for the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It's happening.
Yeah.
So for ages now, I've been excited about this time. The boyfriend's moving in, and anyone listening to this can relate to when you have to move in with your boyfriend or girlfriend. You put it off for so long, don't you?
I'm not saying that we've put it off.
Wow.
It's just that the time has arrived.
Yeah, exactly. But you can really enjoy going out with someone before you do the whole moving in thing.
Yeah.
Can't you? Because you have your own space.
Yeah, well, those days are about to be over.
Exactly. But I know you're both quite excited about this. It's
very.
A good thing that you're moving in. I'm not saying that that's not the case, but yeah. I'm saying life's going to change for you, Scott, as you know it. Think about it.
Yeah.
It's not just going to be about Scott Mills anymore.
No. I've got till Wednesday, and then that's it.
That's it. You've got till
life
Wednesday.
Over.
It's like,
and that's it.
You've got till Wednesday. It's like your last, well, what is it? Two nights of freedom. Tonight, tomorrow night.
Yeah.
I know your boyfriend was in Poland.
Yeah.
For his sort of last nights of freedom over the weekend as well.
Yeah, I hardly heard from him.
But, no, listen, come on, this is a good thing. This is a wonderful thing that's going to happen. The boyfriend moving in.
Yeah.
Obviously, he's going to come in and redecorate your house as well.
No, he's not.
Well, he is.
He's not.
He is. That's the point of moving in, isn't it?
Not redecorating, it's fine.
Some things are going to change. Like, for example, you can't have the huge Scott Mills the Musical poster on the wall, can you?
Yeah, I can.
Well, you can when you're on your own.
I'm very proud of it.
It's all about Scott Mills.
There's a whole musical about me at the Edinburgh Fringe.
I know, but this is what I'm saying. Life's going to change now, Scott. It's all going to become a bit more about, you know, cooking dinners and, and you know, locking up the house. All boring stuff, you know?
Right. So you're saying that my life's about to get really boring?
I'm saying your life is about to be like almost like married life. Do you know what I mean? It's gonna fall into routines. You're going to have to do box sets together.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
But I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
Looking forward to all that.
See, I think a lot of people in relationship, and this isn't me, find like your sort of life very exciting at the moment. You can go out and do whatever you want at whatever time.
Are you jealous of my life?
No, I'm not jealous. I love my life. And you're right, it's amazing being in a relationship and the things that come with that.
Yeah.
The little cuddles and,
yeah.
and all of that. It is lovely.
Yeah.
But, you know, there are downsides as well. The box set thing being one. You'll never be able to get into a box set without kind of running it past your boyfriend or girlfriend. And then you find yourself sneakily watching it on the side. It's that sort of thing.
Mm. And then not telling them, oh no, I've not seen this episode. Oh yeah, I have.
The other thing will be the 5:15 call that you have to do every day. You know about the 5:15 call, don't you?
Why is it a 5:15 and what is it?
Well, it's because generally that's the time that both of you have finished work. The 5:15 call where you've got to have a really mundane chat about what you're having for dinner.
Oh.
I can take you through it if you want.
Right, okay. Yeah. If anyone else has these boring 5:15 chat, I mean, necessary 5:15 chats, let us know on 81199. Talk us through the contents of it. What are we going to do? Some role play?
Yeah, if you want, I can show you what the 5:15 call is going to be like, and then you can enjoy it from Wednesday for the rest of your life.
Scott Mills.
So many people do this 5:15 call.
It's incredible, isn't it?
I've had so many messages.
I thought this might be relatable, but yeah, loads and loads and loads of people have this sort of boring, mundane call.
Loads. Radio 1. So, my boyfriend's moving in this week. Chris is saying that my life's about to get really boring.
I'm just saying, things change when people move in. It's unavoidable. It's a great thing.
I'm looking forward to it so much.
And you should do. But I've known you for a long time. You know, you like to... You're quite a free spirit. at times, you know?
He does what he wants.
He does what he wants. Pub after work, that's fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But soon, it's going to be a bit more accountability.
Yeah, exactly that. And I was thinking about this quite a lot over the weekend. I've got the clear out tonight to make space.
This is what I mean.
This is happening tonight. He's not even here. I've got a clear room. I was like, oh, you need someone to put your shoes. Fine.
But one of the things that comes with this is the 5:15 call. Now, every day at 5:15, I make this call.
I've heard you do it.
You've heard me do it several times. And also, if I happen to be at the station at the time, I see lots of other people doing the same thing.
I don't know the contents of this call. I've just seen you do it.
Yeah, it's quite easy to go along with. In fact, should we just do the call and I can talk you through it?
Okay, so who am I?
Well, for this, you be you, I'll be your boyfriend, okay? I'll show you how it's going to go.
Who's calling who?
I don't know, I'll call you.
You can call me. Now, hang on a minute. No, that's a landline phone.
Yeah, but that's the type of phone you have.
I don't have one. Oh, actually, no, I do have one in my room, but that's for emergencies.
I had to pass that emergency phone number on to someone the other day, by the way.
Did you?
Yeah, they were keen to get hold of you. I don't know if they've rang it yet. Anyway, it's a story for another
time. What was
that? No, don't worry. Don't worry.
It's an emergency phone in case I don't wake up for the radio. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, 5:15 call. Here we go.
Hello? Oh, no, I wouldn't answer that, would I?
No, just be you.
All right, okay.
Go again.
Hello?
Hello, my sexy little moon face.
No,
how are you?
No, that wouldn't happen. Start again.
Well, what's your pet name?
We don't have a pet name.
You do. They must have pet names between you two.
No.
All right.
So, right. Do again. Hello.
All right, sweet cheeks. How are you?
It wouldn't go down like that. That's not... That's
just
not...
go along with it. I'm pretending to be your boyfriend.
Hey, you're right.
All right, sexy. Yeah, I'm all right. You?
Yeah, you?
How was your day?
Yeah, not bad. Quite busy, actually, but all right. How was yours?
Yeah, it was okay, thanks. What do you fancy for dinner?
I don't know. What do you fancy?
I don't know. Should we do something healthy?
Yeah, I'd like that, yeah, if we could.
Do you want to pick it up?
I can pick it up or whatever you want to do.
I can pick it up if needs be.
Well, I don't mind picking it up.
You can do. I'm not sure what I'm in the mood for. What are you in the mood for?
I don't know. What are you in the mood for?
Yeah, I don't know. Hmm. All right, then.
All right, well, have a think and text me.
You decide.
No, you decide.
You decide and let me know.
All right, I'll text you.
All right.
All right, love you, bye.
Speak to you in a bit.
Oh, God, that's really boring.
It's going to be like that. That same phone call, 5:15, for the rest of your life.
Scott Mills.
It's time to meet our new Fresher of the Week. Please welcome Fresher Johannes, who is going to Loughborough Uni. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm all right. How's it all going?
My voice is a little bit rough, but yeah, so far so good.
Now, your mum nominated you for this.
She did, yes, she did.
She sent us a text last week saying,
did she?
Yeah, saying you should get my son Johannes on. He's lol.
Yeah, she was driving home and I just get this call from one of your crew and they're like, it's Radio 1. And I thought it was one of my mates playing a joke. And then my mum texted me like, ha, 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 you're on Radio 1 next week. So there you go.
Yeah, thanks, mum.
Here's the thing, Johannes. Loughborough Uni, yeah. Legendary uni, great uni. We love it there. We DJ there a fair amount. Always good fun. Very sporty uni. Everyone there is fit.
Yeah.
Well, it's awfully competitive.
Yeah.
I found that out through trials. Everyone's absolutely jacked, but it's not too bad.
Everyone at Loughborough, absolutely jacked.
Very easily. It's the fittest uni. There's no doubt about it. It just is.
Yeah. Cosport.
Cosport, yeah, literally.
Okay, so how long have you been there now?
I arrived on Thursday, and so far so good. Had my first like proper lecture this morning at 9, which was great, but also horrendous at the same time.
Made any new friends?
Yes, we have. My block is a real sound as well, so we have good pre's and everyone's real welcoming.
Good pre's,
yeah.
Good pre's, yeah.
Johannes, you're coming across quite suave to me. Just he's got like a sort of relaxed swagger about everything. Are you at uni in a sort of single capacity? No one's ever asked it like that before. Are you in a relationship, basically? Or are you sort of newly single at uni? Or been single for ages?
Single for ages, but yeah. No real commitments, let's put it that way.
Are you enjoying the single life already at uni?
Yes, I am.
Oh, wow.
Yes,
okay.
I am.
There's definitely been some movement. Something's happened, hasn't it?
Did you want to share that live on air?
Great. We're going to find out so much this week, Scott.
So you've been there since Thursday. Let's be honest, you've already had some action.
Well, you know. Mm. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, go. Yeah. Yeah, we have. Yeah, we have.
Excellent. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Yeah, we have. Was it a lecturer?
Why would it be a lecturer? Where does that come from? That's so curveball.
We're not on that level yet. We're not on that level.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No way. That might get me kicked out of uni to say that, would it? I don't know.
Maybe, yeah. I think we're going to have a lot of fun and a lot of stories from you this week, Johannes.
I'm going to try to do my best to provide.
If you could just have a really eventful week for us, that would be awesome.
Ruin everything I stand for in the first week and then just make it big.
Yeah, because you know what? That's good radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Ratings and all.
And that's what I care about.
But you're fresher of the week now. You're big name on campus. You are the BNOC.
Yeah.
Use the title if you want as well. Do you know what I mean? Walk around sort of waving your hand in the air like a royal.
Yeah. Spread it.
I will do. Spread it. I will do.
Go up to people and go, hey, I'm fresher of the week. Spread it.
They might get the wrong idea.
Spread it. I've said that for years. That's so good. Let's definitely bring that back. That's amazing.
It's not the only thing he spread.
Hey, I'm fresher of the week. Spread it. Spread it. That's so
spread
good.
Spread it.
Yeah. Let's all bring spread it back. If you're in an office right now, spread a rumor. I've heard so-and-so is doing this. Spread it.
Spread it.
Right, I'm bringing back spread it now.
That's brilliant.
Right, I'm really sensing some BFE from you here, Johannes.
What does BFE stand for?
Big Fresher Energy. Right, we'll catch up tomorrow. I can tell already this is going to be an eventful week.
Mm. Spread it.
Spread it. That's the motto.
Hi, I'm Johannes. I'm Fresher of the Week. Spread it.
Scott Mills.
It's brilliant. I haven't heard that phrase for so long.
Please, can we all start doing it? If you're at work today, or maybe you're at uni.
Let's get some rumours spread around.
Spread it.
Spread it.
Also, we're going to speak to Orla. Remember, she had a driving test. It was at the weekend. It got moved forward. We told people to stay off the streets of Shrewsbury on Saturday at 12:38. She ate a banana beforehand to test the theory once again. Do you pass your driving test if you eat a banana before? We're going to speak to her in the next few minutes.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills here. Okay, it is now time to speak to someone who is peaking at life. Before on this, we've had a real-life competitive eater gets paid to do eating competitions.
Yeah, I love this bit of the show so much. It opens your mind. We've had a professional FIFA player, someone that earns loads and loads of money just from playing the game.
We've had a bridesmaid that you can hire, basically, if your friends are rubbish and you need someone that's going to be a good bridesmaid. She does that for a job.
We've had a horse willy washer, of course, where it washes the willies.
And we have had an air guitar world champion. We don't know who we're about to be put through to, but it's going to be someone incredible. And then we ask all the questions. Hello, caller. Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Hans and I make jackets for chickens. Ask me anything.
Yeah. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah. It's one of our best-selling products.
So why is there clothing for chickens?
Well, we make a variety of different ones. Probably our best-selling version is a high-vis chicken jacket, which conforms to conforms to BSEN 471 and is a bona fide health and safety approved high-vis chicken jacket.
Okay. Which sounds like a good high-vis jacket. Why are the chickens wearing it? Are the chickens being employed now as security at festivals or something?
Air traffic controllers.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is you've got a lot of people keeping chickens in urban areas these days, and chickens are not used to roads and things like street lighting, so often they get a bit confused about what bedtime is, and you can have them wandering out on the road at night, which is not safe for them.
I really want to see a chicken in high-vis.
Yeah. Do you just do jackets, or are you dressing up the chickens in anything else?
We get requests all the time, you know, for like Christmas ones and like air stewardess outfits, this kind of stuff. So
that's weird.
It's definitely something that we
Hang
work
on a minute. Why is a chicken getting dressed up? Because that's normally, if you're buying that and you're not an air stewardess, that's for sort of sexy reasons, isn't it? So why are people dressing chickens up as air hostesses?
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not always privy to what goes on in the sort of in the chicken coop, but I guess, you know, chickens have kind of private lives too, and maybe this is part of that.
I hear what you're but saying, also, but chickens aren't looking at another one going, whoa.
Well, I don't know. I think, you know.
Put
I think,
the stewardess's yeah, outfit on.
imagine a chicken, right? Think about it. In the Britney Spears Toxic.
Yeah, there's loads. And then yeah. Do you guys just make any outfit? Like, if we were to come up with an outfit idea now, like, you could conceivably mm-hmm. make it, right?
Everybody, let us know now on 81199. What chicken outfit do you want to see? Think about a chicken and then think about what outfit. I want Britney Toxic chicken.
Yeah. Don't just go, I don't know, nurse or anything. Like, let's be really
creative.
Specific about it.
If you can dream it, we can make it.
Oh my God, imagine you can get matching clothes so you can dress the same as your chicken and just lay there on the sofa.
Great. Mate, imagine one day if I turn up, right, in the pub and I'm with my chicken.
Yeah, and it's dressed up as like an old chap.
Has a drink with
Do you know
us.
What I mean? Like, sort of Peaky Blinders hat.
Yeah.
Pipe.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do
I
you
mean,
want,
you
chicken?
Can train them, they'll sit on your shoulder. I mean, it's, you know, they become very
like
attached
a pirate.
To you. Very, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they become very sort of bonded to you, and they'll exhibit real sort of affectionate feelings towards you.
I've learned a lot today because obviously I'm used to seeing chicken, well, mostly on my plate. So I'm now looking at them a whole different way, so thanks very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, totally agree, Scott. It's just a new way of thinking with the chickens, isn't it?
It is.
Although if I watch a chicken dressed as Britney Spears Toxic laying an egg, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Scott Mills.
This is BBC
Radio 1.
Yes, lifeguard outfit for the chicken. I'm into that. Well, not into that, but...
That's what I want.
What about chicken in KFC outfit?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of those.
Yeah.
Or the Colonel.
That would be good.
Scott Mills.
It's amazing how many people have got thoughts about what they would want to see a chicken dressed up as. Just there, ready to go as ideas. Think about it. Chicken with Simon Cowell high trousers.
Amazing. It could be any outfit as well.
Chicken in Jerry Halliwell Union Jack dress.
Yes.
Chicken in a hot dog costume.
Yes.
There's so many coming in. My Strictly outfit, but a chicken in it.
That would be good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Last week we spoke to Orla. She had her fifth driving test this weekend.
I know, we feel really invested in this now, don't we? We spoke to her last week and obviously she was going to do the banana thing. Scott, for anyone who doesn't know about this, what's the banana thing?
Okay, so the theory is that if you eat a banana before your driving test, you will pass. And I've got to be honest, everyone that's been in touch with this show who's eaten a banana before their test has passed.
And it seems to be for any test, not just driving tests. There's people who've been doing sort of exams or job interviews, things like that. You have a banana before, weirdly, it seems to work.
We told the people of Shrewsbury to stay off the streets on Saturday morning, which is when the test was. And remind me, what number are we on, driving test?
This is number 5.
Where is the test and what time Saturday?
It's Shrewsbury at 12:38.
Okay, Shrewsbury, you heard that. Stay off the roads. That was last week. Oh, no. We've got Ola on the line. We're about to find out.
Hi.
Oh, no. You know when you are waiting for a result and you sort of try and work out the person's voice?
Yeah.
Whether it's happy voice or sad voice?
Okay.
Oh, I think this is bad news.
Ola, your test was at 12:38 on Saturday. Am I correct?
Yes.
Did you bosh a banana or two before?
Just the one.
Just the one.
But yeah.
Your fifth test. How did it go?
Well, I passed!
Yeah! Oh, good times.
Come on.
Oh, yeah. Sweet.
It works.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that. No offence.
It works every single time. Every time.
It's mad, yeah.
Do you think that the banana is the reason why?
100%, like genuinely 100%.
Well, think about it, 5 times, Scott, it's no coincidence. Did you drive to school this morning then?
Yes, I did.
Yes!
Buzzing.
This is what you wanted because you didn't want to get the bus anymore.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
Ola, you can go anywhere.
I know, anywhere.
Like, if you wanted to drive to Edinburgh now, you could.
I mean, I guess.
You could even drive to, like, Portsmouth and get the ferry to France.
Oh, There's a thought.
Right. Like, you could take this international.
You can do anything. Drive through, anything.
Yeah. Have you done a drive through?
Yeah, I've done that already. That was the first thing I did.
How about going along to a motorway services?
Oh, I'm not there yet. I have to do my Pass Plus lessons.
What, is a separate motorway test?
I think you don't have to do this.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah. If it's taken you five times to do your driving test, it might be worth a couple more lessons just for the motorway.
Fair.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, please do that.
Okay.
Obviously, you've got school this week, so you'll probably just be driving to school. But enjoy your newfound freedom.
Thank you so much.
Good to speak to you. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Scott
Mills. Right, I'm trying to see... messages from people about other stuff, but it's all clogged up. The system's all clogged up with people saying what they want to see a chicken dressed as, what outfit they want to see a chicken in. So, we've done that now. Can we move on from that?
It's hard to in your head, though.
It is.
Because I find myself just, you could put anything on a chicken there.
Yeah.
Any outfit.
I want to get some different messages through that aren't about chickens dressing up.
I think it's a little Watford kit there. Be cute.
Yeah. That went well, didn't it, again?
Oh, easy now. How do you know, anyway?
It's getting worrying now, actually.
Oh, we're not doing one of our little chats about sport.
How do you feel?
I feel all right. Yeah, I feel fine.
Just losing again.
I was saying this to someone the other day. It's absolutely fine. We'll just come back stronger later in the season.
Okay,
fine.
As long as you're all right.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Jess.
Hello.
What do you do? Where are you?
I am in Cornwall. It is pouring with rain here, and I am a sales rep. So Radio 1 is my playlist of the day.
Nice.
I listen to it all the time. Yeah, I'm in the car all the time. So
I know you've got a crush on.
Oh no!
Yeah. Who is it?
I might have a little crush on Chris.
On me?
Yeah.
Sorry. It's not a bit awkward, isn't it?
It's literally ever since you did the Billie Eilish, Justin Bieber thing.
Do you know I noticed that? I noticed. Do you know what? Since I've done that, I've noticed a lot more people are into me after that. It's just something about the auto-tune in that voice that kind of went through people.
Agreed. I definitely think it should just boycott the Justin Bieber version. It was rubbish compared to yours.
Yeah. Interesting.
And what first attracted you to well-paid radio presenter and successful podcaster Chris Stark?
Oh, God, it's so embarrassing.
Okay, shall I move on? Just say move
yes,
on.
Please.
All right, here's my banger's choice for today.
Okay.
Here it is. Okay. Oh, it's like we've done a little switcheroo.
I know. This is like peak me.
Yeah, not very Scott.
I wanted to pick Chase and Status for a change. End credits.
Okay. Feels weird when you do it.
You don't own them.
All right, I've gone something really different on bangers today. Bear with me. I hope you like it. It's
okay.
This.
All right, thanks, handsome Chris Stark.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Old school. This is Will Smith, Men in Black.
Old school.
Is this not the Anderson .Paak track we just played?
No. Although the backing of it sounds so similar, you're right.
Okay.
Mm.
You're going to choose me or going to choose your imaginary boyfriend?
I feel like I can't choose Chris now. Oh my gosh.
This is really weird.
I am going to go with Scott.
No, what are you doing?
Yeah,
what's going on there?
Right. Is mine a better song, or do you still feel you just...
It's a much better song.
Or did you just feel you couldn't pick him now after all this?
No, I really wanted to, but Chase and Status is much more Chris, and I expected more of that from him today, but I've been let down.
You went for the more Chris song, ironically.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take that. Cool.
All right, guys.
All right, that wasn't awkward.
Bye.
Listen up for the one and only official Strictly Come Dancing podcast on BBC Sounds.
Will the judges please reveal their score?
It's Joe Sugg.
With me, Kim Winston here.
Get all of our thoughts on every episode.
So wonderful to watch you.
It's just second to none.
And some exclusive chats with the celebs and the professional dancers.
Dazzling.
Unforgettable.
And all the backstage gossip.
I've got a case of Strictly Fever and it's contagious.
Keep dancing.
Strictly, the official podcast.
Make sure you subscribe
on BBC Sounds.
When my mind stops thinking and my eyes stop blinking, I know at the end.
Yes.
What a song, man.
I know. Chase and Status on Radio 1. Are you throwing Men in Black back in, or
absolutely.
Is it you done with that now?
No, it'll be back.
Well, if we're doing that, then, like, I could choose Getting Jiggy With It, right? Or does no one want to hear that? Y2K? Yeah.
Well, look, let's do them all. Nod your head.
Oh, God.
Scott Mills.
There's got a feeling.
Got this feeling in my body.
Justin Timberlake's been playing golf at St Andrews for the last few days. Spread it. That was Can't Stop the Feeling on BBC Radio 1.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I love it there. That bit of the world is beautiful,
oh,
right?
Oh, so nice.
I DJ'd there for St Andrews Uni a while ago, like last year. And what's nuts about it, it's crazy to have such a famous sporting place, right, that you can just walk right across it.
Yeah. And off of Royals as well.
Yeah, yeah. I suppose that's what you'd love about it.
Well, it's where Kate and William met, right?
That's true, yeah, at the uni there.
Good
yeah.
times. That was Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. The reason I'm saying spread it is because I want to bring it back. How did they even start? It's been a long show.
Yeah. I can't remember. But do you know, it's so old school. Like, haven't said spread it since primary school. Let's bring it back.
It's our fresher of the week. We told him to go around the uni at Loughborough going, I'm fresher of the week, I'm ready one. Spread it. Just so it becomes a bit more popular.
Scott Mills.
Leanne and Ross.
Hi. Hello.
So you're a couple.
Yes. Yep.
I take it you're in two separate places at the moment, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah, I work from home.
Oh, okay. Okay, so every day you must do one of these 5:15 calls that we were talking about, that same mundane
yes.
chat that happens. It's always the same kind of thing. And I assume you both do this after work.
Well, he yeah. rings me. I don't ring him because I'm normally in the middle of doing loads of stuff. And he rings to let me know that he's on his way home.
Now, I know you've been going out with each other for a while. Is this call the same every single day?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. It starts with him telling me that he's coming home, which is great.
Right.
And then I get a full breakdown of his day.
Okay. I'd like to act out this call now. Obviously, you'll both know how it goes because it happens every single day of your life. Who normally starts? He calls you, right?
Yeah.
Me.
Okay, Ross.
Pet names and all, please. Just yeah. pretend we're not here.
Pretend we're not here. This is the conversation that they're going to have tonight and we're listening in. Okay. Go.
Hi, babe.
Hi, kid, you all right?
Yeah, good. You're on your way home?
Yes, I am cool. indeed, finally.
Cool.
Had enough. So
yeah.
Gonna make my way back.
Okay. I'll see you when you get home. How your day all right?
Day's been one of those. I've had internet issues. I've had a large man crawling underneath my desk, which was awkward.
Okay.
Yeah. And then pretty much everyone's got on with everything today, which is amazing. Although I've been told that I need to be nice to one of the members of staff, which I'm struggling massively to do.
Are you all right for cook? I'm going to do chicken curry for dinner tonight. Is that all right?
No stress. I haven't eaten that much today, so that's fine.
Okay, cool. All right, I'll sort it out when you get back then.
All right.
No problem then. Love you.
Love too.
Bye.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
It really is as boring as that.
Yeah.
And
I've got all this to come.
And this is the thing. This will be you from now on, Scott.
I'm never phoning her again.
Yeah. I feel dreadful now.
Ross, that detail that you went into there, like, could you not just have done that when you get home?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, probably.
No, but you've always got to do the call. It's weird. Yeah, like, you should just wait until you get home.
Right.
But everyone always has to do the call.
He likes having a chat with someone in the car on his way home.
I do.
Right?
I get bored massively. Really bored in the car.
Okay, well, that was a classic couples 5:15 chat right there. Everyone does these. Everyone has exactly the same one.
Scott Mills.
I just want to say a very quick well done to Beth, who did her first half marathon yesterday.
Oh,
she
that's
a little
tough.
Shout out. She was listening to us on the BBC Sounds app all the way.
Yes, okay. It was that podcast. Yeah, it would have been, because we went on yesterday.
Beth from Cornwall.
Congratulations on your first half marathon. It's a tough one.
Scott Mills.
I told you about the lady that I met near me yesterday.
No, you haven't yet.
Right, so imagine the scene. Where I was hanging out, where I was walking from, was a bit sunny, but also occasionally rainy. And the sun had just gone in, but I was wearing sunglasses.
Right.
Because I do a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, imagine this woman's coming towards me really slowly outside, and it started to rain. So the sun's gone in. I've still got my sunglasses on, but it's starting to rain just a little bit, okay? A woman approaches me in slippers outside.
Okay.
Go in. I'll try and do the voice. Why have you got sunglasses on? There's no sun. And I went, oh, yeah, good point. Now, why didn't I think to say, why have you got slippers on? It's raining. I didn't think fast enough.
Gutted.
That would be the ideal response, right? Well, why have you got slippers on? It's raining.
Obvs, yeah.
But I didn't think of it in time. Annoying. Like a minute after I thought of that. And I can't wait to be
home again. Scott Mills.
Another good question is, why have you got slippers on outside?
Yeah.
Actually, thank you, Jen. That would also have been a good response.
It just seems odd that she's judging you
in that
scenario. And I bet that took you by surprise.
Right.
Like, hang on a minute.
Whoa, wait there, sister. You got slippers on.
What's going on here?
It's raining outside. What, like, I should have done that circle thing with my hand towards her feet. What's that? Hello, Radio 1, who's this?
It's Elliot.
Hi, Elliot, what's going on?
Not much. I am moving in with my girlfriend of 4 years on Friday.
Yeah, so not much.
Yeah,
not much. Just every day business, yeah.
Wow, congratulations,
4 years. 4 years.
Yes. Right. Yeah, I know.
So me and you are having similar weeks.
Yeah. I'm really, really nervous about it, to be honest.
Elliot, do you want to be honest with us? Right, because you can talk to us. It's all good. How are you feeling about it all? Have you put this thing off or something?
Well, yeah, you could say that after four years, yeah.
Elliot, you don't have to do anything that you don't want to do.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, God, no. Say you do. So I would, for your sake, I would say, well, maybe say that you do want to do it.
I'm just hearing.
I do want to do it, yeah.
I'm hearing a little bit of nervousness in your voice.
Yeah, I think it's because I'm on national radio.
I get you. Look, let's break this down for you then.
Okay,
Elliot,
yeah.
What are you nervous about? Is there anything that you... tell us what you're feeling concerned about.
Sleeping in the same bed as her, maybe?
Really?
Well, has that not happened yet?
Well, no, it has. It's just, it doesn't work very well. She's,
why?
Because she hogs the bed and the duvet and everything else.
Yeah, I used to have a duvet stealer and I got rid.
Yeah.
She sleeps with her mouth open as well. And she makes this little popping noise every time she breathes as well.
A popping noise?
What do you mean? Like
Like a click?
Yeah. So, you know when you get your finger and kind of pop it out of your mouth like this?
Yeah. I'm concerned that you might be dating a dolphin. Is it this sort of clicking noise?
Does it sound like that?
When she's had a drink, it does.
Yeah.
Right, there we are. Hey, you've got it all to look forward to.
Well, have a good one, Elliot.
Yes,